This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I want to do really quick is we were just listening during the break to the propagandist again. How many times did you hear coronavirus in that last break? What, six, seven, eight times? Every single break you keep hearing the same propaganda. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it also interesting that you're hearing the propaganda coming from the same exact people? You're never hearing it from the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of doctors that are opposing the coronavirus pandemic. Isn't it interesting you never hear from them? It's always promoting the vaccinations. It's always promoting the vaccinations. Okay? The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination, friends, and they are keeping it on the grill, right? With the fire turned all the way up to remind you of the dangers that you are in. It's the same old, that's been promulgated upon the people since the very beginning of time, corralling them in for more control by those that mean to control. Matter of fact, I have a quote here right now from Gardiner Spring. He said this in 1785. He was a reverend. He said, "It's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains." Again, it is when people forget that God, forget their God, that tyrants forge their chains. And it's exactly what we're talking about right now. I also want to remind you that we're going to be talking about the bad guys, their first and their last mistake, Sennacherib and Hezekiah. Anybody know the story? Let's bring it to the modern day, because there's a whole group of men that are allied, Isaiah 28:18, that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God again. And they're going to find out the hard way, but we can push that judgment date up if we so choose to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to jump over real quick on to Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do that. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. When you go over to those sites, friends, everything that you need to know, who we are, what it is that we have done, and what it is that we are doing, it's all over there on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're on social media platforms right now, we just put up a brand new page last week, and it's called Equipping the Saints. People ask constantly, we need resources. We need more resources. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a little splash up there. Go ahead and click onto that icon, and it's called Equipping the Saints. And when you click onto it, you can go to page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all parts of my war, which were aired 42 weeks across national television. I'm sorry, it was aired for 42 weeks on national television, and it's all yours. All yours, friends. This is a overseer, a church overseer, a Christian's dream. It really is, because it is a plethora of information information. It's simple to understand, and it's all available for you to go ahead and check out on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. As well, friends, if you want to go jump over onto SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, that is available. There's 13 to 15 articles there every single day of the week. Combating the lies through the mainstream media on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can scroll up and scroll down and see what we got to offer there. But if you want to look for radio links, you can do that. We're broadcasting into 135 cities today. And with that said, also broadcasting into 53 different countries. If you're listening to us on radio right now, go ahead and click on to listen to the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts over on Genesis Communication Networks. And it will pull up the link for you. If you want to see that we are who we say we are, go ahead and check out the front page of Genesis Communication Networks, and you can see that right now we're running number two out of the 65 different show hosts, and we thank you for that. We truly thank you for that, because we know why you're listening, because you're sick and tired of being lied to. And friends, so are we. And there's a whole lot of people that at least declare they're sick and tired of being lied to. But there's actually those that are actually not only just hearers of the word and not doers, but there's hearers of the word that are actual doers, not deceiving themselves. And that's who's listening to the show right now. So again, we appreciate your trust. With that said, if you want to go to the social media platform on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to it. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms, namely Top Chat. You can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. And as you go over there, friends, we're on the front page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, please stick to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because we're sick and tired of people putting their brains while actually operating out of someone else's brains, right? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Philippians 2 as well. You can check that one out. Now, friends, getting to this right away, I just heard something during the break, and this is live radio, so we're shooting from the hip concerning certain issues outside of our topic. And one of those just happens to be Newt Gingrich just last week went on a national outlet, namely Fox News. Did he blurt the truth out in his confusion? I don't know, but I do know this. This guy likes to seem to deliver up what it is that the American people need to hear at times, and this is just one of those times. Now, before I play this piece, I have to tee it up because we have a hard break coming up on us, but when we come back, I'm going to play this audio. If you're on a social media platform, we're going to play the video for you. If you're a listener, folks, you're going to get the same thing except the visual. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But it is information that people need to understand, because this this bill that they just passed, this next COVID-19 relief bill, 10% of it, actually it's 9% if you want to be exact about it, 9% actually went to the COVID relief, and I believe it was 91% of that COVID-19 bill was all based on pork. In other words, it had nothing to do with as to how it was sold to the American people. We need to hurry up and pass this. We need to hurry up and pass this. Now, I also want to say this to that, friends. It's interesting that there's 11 states now that are pulling back their restrictions, and I want to tell you why, because the people are standing up. But I want you to consider what's really going on here. When they pull back their restrictions, keep in mind the power that they wielded over the people, number one, illegally, and number two, also consider, friends, the money that has been stole from the American taxpayer under the guise of this pandemic. And if it was really about this pandemic, then why was 91% of this COVID-19 bill having nothing to do with COVID-19?
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, so let's start rocking the show. I got you for 2 hours today, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, pro or con, it matters not. We are here to stand with the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So let's get to this, okay, friends? I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, concerning one of the things that was highlighted during the propaganda outlets and the misinformation and propaganda that they're inundating the American people with. We just found out that they're all congratulating themselves once again in Washington, D.C. concerning this new COVID-19 relief bill. You're about ready to hear Newt Gingrich tell you that 91% of that bill had nothing to do with COVID-19. And keep in mind, Donald Trump, a week and a half before he left the People's White House, did the exact same thing, even adding insult to injury by giving $3.5 billion of that COVID-19 relief bill, as they sold it to Americans, that gave $3.5 billion to Gavi. Anybody know what that is? That is Bill and Melinda Gates' organization. And keep in mind, Billy Bob wants to depopulate the world by 3 billion people, saith he. Check this out. This is Newt Gingrich on none other than Tucker Carlson's show. But I want you to hear what he has to say. It's very, very important.
Speaker of the House. He's a very smart man. And we thought we'd invite him on tonight and ask him, what is going on here? Why did Biden pick the most divisive policies up front? Mr. Speaker, thanks for coming on tonight.
Important information.
People watching here. What's going on?
Well, you know, it occurred to me that Biden had lived through two Democratic disasters. When Clinton was elected, 2 years later, they lost 54 seats and we became a majority for the first time in 40 years. When Obama was elected, 2 years later, they lost 63 seats. And I think what they've done is a very calculating and I think cynical ploy, which is they've given up on keeping the House. What they're doing is ramming through everything they can get done before they lose in 2022. So this is kind of a sprint to radicalism, even though it's going to cost, if you look at these votes in the House, you got 30, 40, 50 members who are not going to be able to go home and defend them. They're not going to be able to explain it. And I think that the Biden-Harris model is, we're going to lose the House anyway. We might as well grab everything we can while we got the power. And it's astonishing. Just take the $1.9 trillion political pork bill, which is not a COVID bill, only 9% of it's COVID. The other 91% is just political pork.
Yep.
That bill has more radicalism in it than the 8 years of Clinton and the 8 years of Obama combined.
Listen carefully.
Just that one bill. And you're going to see wave after
trying
wave.
Trying to finish the job, friends.
A flood tide of radicalism.
I got to wonder, though, and your analysis makes total sense, and you ran the House, so you know how it works. But I just wonder the motive behind the things that they want. You said they want to get the stuff they want up front. Makes total sense. But all the things that they want hurt the country in measurable ways.
Okay, so there you have it, friends. We'll go ahead and call it right there. The point proven. Friends, they're trying to finish the job is what they're trying to do. And Americans, you're sitting there and you're giving them time to finish the job. They're trying to get as much rammed through as possible. I got a question for you. Where's the Constitution in all of this? Because there's nothing constitutional in what they call the pork. There's nothing constitutional, friends, in what they're pushing down on the American people. They're enslaving you, friends, as they continuously steal away from the American taxpayers' coffers. That's what this is all about. You know, like I said during the last segment, there's people across the United States of America, namely in the 11 states where their tyrants are being so good to them. They're beginning to lift the restrictions concerning their unlawful measures. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, you never lost the right. You forfeited your right. You gave them your obedience instead of to God. And I want to tell you this. You should be ashamed of yourself if that's the case. You know, someone said today, you know what, in the state of Minnesota here, Tim Walz, why is he keeping these emergency powers enacted? I want to tell you why he's keeping these emergency powers enacted. Because they still need more time to wield more control over the subjects that are pretending along with them in their unconstitutional orders. That's why. Had the American people stood up like they did 10 years ago when Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci tried to do this? I'll tell you what, it would have been over. They would have never shut down one business. They would have never told anybody you need to wear a mask. And they surely wouldn't have had the footing, friends, to drive you and to corral you into taking a vaccination that is endangering every single person's life. That is to take one. Okay. Now you know what they're doing, right? In New York, Cuomo, it's interesting that he's now talking about, well, if you don't have a vaccine record that you took both shots, that's being led up by Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, then you're not going to be able to go into an arena with 10,000 people. The airlines are beginning to talk this way, friends. Okay? You better put a stop to it, friends, while you have time to put a stop to it. If not, read Amos 6:3, because this is exactly the direction it's going to go to if the American people do not stand up and put a stop to it. I want to highlight a couple things that I talked about over the week that I found to be important. I want to give it to my weekend friends here. And this guy is named, well, I'll let him introduce himself to you. He is another qualified, licensed physician telling the American people, one of the hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis, but here in our backyard, telling us the truth concerning what's going on with that of COVID-19. Check this out.
I have a PhD in virology and immunology. I'm a clinical lab scientist and have tested 1,500 supposed positive COVID-19 samples collected here in Southern California. When my lab team and I did the testing through Koch's postulates and observation under a scanning electron microscope, we found no COVID in any of the 1,500 samples.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
What we found was that all of the 1,500 samples were mostly influenza A and some were influenza B. But not a single case of COVID, and we did not use the BS PCR test. It's polymerase chain reaction test. Celia Farber does wonderful journalism on the topic. I did videos on this channel for that. We then sent the remainder of the samples to Stanford, Cornell, and a few of the University of California labs, and they found the same results as we did. No COVID.
Wow.
They found influenza A and B. All of us then spoke to the CDC and asked for viable samples of COVID, which CDC said they could not provide as they did not have any samples. We have now come to the firm conclusion through all our research and lab work that the COVID-19 was imaginary and fictitious.
Wow!
The flu was called COVID, and most of the 225,000 dead were dead through comorbidities such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, emphysema, etc. Then they got the flu, which further weakened their immune systems, and they died. I have yet to find a single viable sample of COVID-19 to work with. We at the 7 universities that did the lab tests on these 1,500 samples are now suing the CDC
Amen.
For COVID-19 fraud.
Amen. Yep.
The CDC has yet to send us a single viable, isolated, and purified sample of COVID-19.
Why?
If they can't or won't send us a viable sample, I say there is no COVID-19. It is fictitious. The 4 research papers that do describe the genomic extracts of the COVID-19 virus never were successful in isolating and purifying the samples. All the 4 papers written on COVID-19 only describe small bits of RNA, which were only 37 to 40 base pairs long, which is not a virus. A viral genome is typically 30,000 to 40,000 base pairs. With as bad as COVID is supposed to be all over the place, how come no one in any lab worldwide has ever isolated and purified this virus in its entirety? That's because they never really found the virus. All they've ever found was small pieces of RNA, which were never identified as the virus anyway. So what we're dealing with is just another flu strain. Like every year, COVID-19 does not exist and is fictitious.
Whoa! This is insane! I'm being facetious! How many of these guys need to come forward and tell the American people the truth of the matter? And here we're going to have it, friends. Facebook and their fact checkers, their fraudulent CIA-controlled fact checkers, are going to get on it, and they're going to put his credibility into question. And all the people that don't believe the mainstream media are going to go right along with the CIA's fact checkers. Put them up against John 844 when you get a moment. John 844, friends. Is he lying to us, friends? How many times a day? Oh, I'm confused. I don't know which one to believe. Are you kidding? Really, folks, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over and over and over again. You just heard why the American governments, namely federal government, has a less than 11% approval rating. Why? Because Newt Gingrich just told us they passed another COVID-19 pandemic bill that 91% of it doesn't even have to do with COVID. Wait a second. Aren't they telling us right then and there that it's not about COVID? Of course not, friends. They're trying to buy off as many slaves as they can actually purchase. And the problem is there's too many people in this country that are taking the bait. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The COVID relief plan now goes back to the House. The Senate has passed the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package after a marathon overnight session. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long day. a long night, a long year, but a new day has come. And we tell the American people, help is on the way.
The 50-49 vote will send the bill back to the House for approval next week. There won't be an increase in the minimum wage in the bill. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. This is USA Radio News. As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never knew he was making anyone uncomfortable. Now a growing number of Republicans and Democrats are urging him to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. Former aide Charlotte Bennett calls him a textbook abuser.
He lets his temper and his anger rule the office, but he was very sweet to me for a year in the hopes that maybe one day when he came on to me, I would think we were friends or that it was appropriate.
Bennett appearing on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Okay, guys. Hey, guys, really quick, listen carefully. So what they just told you, they're folks, whatever they tell you, when they tell you to look to the right, look the other direction. Go to the left. And when they tell you to look to the left, go to the right. What did you just hear that useful idiot say to the American people? They're finding that people that wear masks, they're preventing COVID-19. Well, that's interesting because for social media platforms, and I'm going to read this to those that are listening to us in one of the 135 cities right now. Again, just to reiterate the point that you're being lied to. These people are backwards. Isaiah 5:20 is what they are. Romans 1:24. The reprobate. But when you go over to the manufacturers of those masks that they're selling you, friends, that are preventing COVID-19 and preventing virus, that is exactly the opposite of what it says on the back of those that are selling the masks. And they even have a warning label saying it does not prevent or protect against COVID-19. It does not prevent viruses, friends. That's what it says on the manufacturer's box. How are they selling this to you? Just the exact opposite. Did you know that 80% of the people that are wearing masks are the people that are actually getting sick? Just diametrically opposed, 180 degrees. What they said is the opposite is true of what they just told you. This is how blatant they have become in their lying to the American people. And before that, what did you hear? You heard those in federal government that stayed overnight to make sure the next COVID-19 pandemic bill, where they stole more money from the taxpayers, was passed. And they did it with a great hurrah. And what did they do? They sold it to the people. Help has come. Help has come. Really? Hey, can I ask you something? Who shut down the businesses? Was it the virus or was it corruption in government? Let me ask you another question. Who has created these statistics concerning the death of COVID-19? The government has. The mainstream media and big corporations have. Okay. How many times have they lied to you, telling you that the beds are filled, and now many people are even having to cross over to the borders to grab more vaccines from other states? No, they're trying to sell to you. You better hurry up and get yours while you can. I'm here to tell you, friends, I have an RN in the state of Minnesota that unsolicitedly gave me information concerning what's going on in the state of Minnesota. He said, Bradley, he shared with me, he told me that, Bradley, I was called this last weekend and I was told not to come to work. And he asked why. He said, because there's nobody here to care for. Not a one. How's the mainstream media selling it to you, friends? Oh, the beds are packed. You know, they need more vaccinations. There's a lack of it. No problems, friends. The problem that they're having, here's the truth of the matter. The problem is that people are rejecting the vaccination. Okay. If you're on social media, and I'm going to read it to those that are listening to me, and I shared this yesterday, but I need to share it again before we get to our main topic here. This is a propaganda outlet right here. Okay. And what it shows you is a picture of, and it looks like it was photoshopped, where they put a mask on this kid that's in the military getting his shot. Okay. The headline goes, thousands of service members saying no to COVID-19 vaccine. Just thousands. Just thousands, friends. Not 60% of those in the military are rejecting it. Nope, they don't want you to know that that many people are rejecting the vaccination because they had detected the liars for who they are. They want you to believe that it's just a small number that are rejecting their vaccination. And they want you to feel belittled if you haven't gotten your vaccination. This is exactly how they play the game. Again, nothing new. Do you guys remember when Adolf Hitler used to have those thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people meet? He did that to belittle his political opposition. I don't know if you know this or not. And you see all those people that were compliant with Adolf Hitler and saluting him? By the way, he got that salute from Benito Mussolini, for those that did not know. But if you didn't salute, you got a ticket. It's like today, if you don't wear a mask, they're trying to make it where it's a misdemeanor. It's the same thing, different tactics, but they all have the same father, just for the record. Okay. Now, when you go back over to the next article, this is another propaganda outlet named Forbes. Okay. Just line upon line, precept upon precept. Walgreens executives are saying that 60% of nursing home workers are refusing COVID-19. This is the information that they don't want you to have. See, because over in Britain right now, you need to pay attention to the fact that they're being tested upon. These smaller countries are being tested upon right now to see how far they can go with them. Do you know that according to Yahoo News, another propaganda outlet, they reported that Cyprus to welcome vaccinated British tourists from May 1st. Only those that have been vaccinated. We're beginning to see them stick their head out in the United States of America. And what they're doing is they are testing the American people as to see what they'll succumb to. Okay? That's what's happening here. But look what they're telling you. The only people that are going to have a normal life again are those that have complied with us, those that have been corralled into our new system. This is what's happening. But I want to remind you, the problem they're having is too many people are rejecting the vaccination right now. That's the problem they're having. And what I want to do is I want to, and you'll hear this, listeners, but those around social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News, I'm going to show you a doctor, and you're going to hear a doctor. He's a foreigner. The visual that I'm going to show the people is this doctor getting his vaccination. While he was getting his vaccination, he was mocking anti-vaxxers, guys like me, guys like you, women like you, kids like you, teenagers like you, college students like you. Okay. He was mocking the rest of us for not taking a vaccination. This sounds like, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, right? And I'm talking about Bill Gates, who said those that are anti-vaxxers, they're the ones that are responsible for killing children, and yet his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood who killed over 60 million babies. And this is the guy who wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. He said it. I didn't. Right? Well, let me just keep reiterating these points as they keep raining down propaganda and inundating you with more of their lies. I'm countering their lies every step of the way. But I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this. This is a doctor mocking anti-vaxxers while getting an experimental COVID jab. Okay, let's go ahead and play that. Go ahead, you don't have... Okay, listen.
Zaszczep się, obronić siebie, swoich bliskich, przyjaciół, ale też pacjentów.
Tak na szybko to też ma informacje dla
mnie. So it shows him with the mask on. This is a doctor getting his vaccination. You can see it going into his body. He's mocking again anti-vaxxers.
Sieci 5G.
And then just a couple minutes later, friends,
mówiłem, przez chwilę właśnie dostawałem
autyzm. This is what they don't want for you to hear. This is what they don't want for you to see. Is a couple days later, we're looking at his death certificate. You can't make this up. Doctor mocks anti-vaxxers while getting experimental COVID jab. And just a couple days later, he's dead. He's dead. Did you hear that on the news during the last break? Did you hear this from ABC? Did you hear this from NBC? Did you hear this from Fox News? Did you hear this from USA Today? Did you hear this from the New York Times? Did you hear this from MSNBC, friends? Did you hear this from Anthony Fauci? Did you hear this from Donald Trump or the current administration? Donald Trump last week said, make sure that you get your shots. See, when I'm talking about the statistics of what's really happening after people take the vaccination, you need to understand, this is Bill Gates. This is the fruit of Bill Gates. Death. One of 400 adverse side effects. This is the fruit of Bill Gates. This is the fruit of Anthony Fauci. This is the fruit of the WHO, the CDC. This is the fruit of Pfizer and Moderna. Last week, during the beginning of the week, I shared with my listeners and my viewers that four of the companies that are making 72 different vaccinations for children have been busted and convicted as felonies. Felons. They're all felons. There's no truth in them. RFK came out with that. Who often enough, he inspires me. He acts like his dad oftentimes. Now, I don't agree with everything he has to say, but every once in a while, he'll come out and I'll say, amen to that, brother, from another mother. But folks, this is the information they don't want you to have. You got to wake up for your own sake. These people that are going along with this, put it up against 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they're giving themselves over to the judgments of God. That's what they are. And I want to say this. Don't sit there and feel sorry for those that have the same information that we have, and then they take it. This is my whole message. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. But you can't help people that don't help themselves. And if they want to reject the truth, then they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. You know, it's like people that say, well, God loves me enough. I'm not going to hell. Well, then what did he create hell for? And I'm not a hellfire preacher. And why not? Because it's not scriptural. We're to fear God, not hell. Okay? We repent because we broke God's moral law, Exodus 20. Not because we might go to hell and we want heaven insurance or fire insurance. Give me a break. Put that up against Luke 12, verse 4 when you get a moment. And Acts 20, verse 21 and Galatians 3:24 as well. Okay? This has got to stop. People, I want to say this. If you want to reject the truth, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. Period. And there's a lot of people that are beginning to understand why it's called Operation Warp Speed. These are the people that hurried up and they got in line, they took their shot, and now they're eating the fruit of their own ways because they didn't want to hear doctors that were actually telling them the truth and not getting the vaccinations.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to end this hour before we get into our main topic. You guys are quiet today. It's probably because I'm inundating you with information, countering the lies once again. And I hope to God by the anointing that's in this ministry that it breaks the yoke of bondage over your lives, Isaiah 10:27. But I do want to say that if you want to call in at any time, you can please do that. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. There's a lot of people watching right now. So if you have any comments that counter what we're talking about, if there's questions I can answer for you, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You know, friends, one of the things that... It was a huge flag right off the bat when we started hearing at the beginning of this pandemic as to what we had to forfeit, right? What we had to forfeit concerning our God-given rights. We had these governors. We had these vaccination companies. We had these unelected and unlicensed doctors setting the narrative, asking us to make sure that we're looking out for our neighbor. And the only way that we're looking out for our neighbor is when we fall into line with what they're corralling us into. Right? So they were asking us to give up our rights. I want you to consider this, and I hit on this quite a bit, but It's the pearl to the church, and it's the pearl to every American. Christ crucified to the church is the pearl to the church. He sacrificed himself to redeem us back unto God through his blood. When you take that to the natural, I tipped into this just a little bit yesterday, but if you're on social media platforms, and those that are listening, listen carefully. I have a picture that popped up this morning. My wife came in early this morning and said, did you hear what they're trying to do in the state of Minnesota? And I hear it all day long, but I'm in the Word of God all day long to continuously overcome what I see in front of us. Amen for that. And she started telling me about how they're trying to, in the state of Minnesota, assert parental rights. This is happening across the United States of America, how they basically want to eradicate the educational system, and they want to eradicate homeschooling. Okay, this is all a part of the judgments of God again. Read Leviticus 26, the second part. Read Deuteronomy 28, the second part, starting in verse 15 in both chapters. Okay, it's all a part of the judgments of God. Okay. But what popped up right after she told me that was a picture of all these guys on Higgins boats. All these young kids, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, on up. All these young boys who never had the opportunity to get married, never had the opportunity to have children or to have a future. I'm talking about those young boys called Americans that were called to stand up against the tyrant named Adolf Hitler on June 6, 1944 on Utah Beach. I'm looking at their most awesome, beautiful faces right now. My brothers. And the camera shows the front of their faces with half smiles, anticipation, wonder. Some of these guys are doing their best to cover up the fear that they felt because they knew just in a matter of a couple minutes they were going to come up to the shore on Utah Beach and they were going to face an onslaught of Adolf Hitler's soldiers that were shooting at our soldiers mercilessly. And folks, did you know that just in this picture alone, one boat, a Higgins boat, did you know that when that door was dropped and they were to step out on the beach, did you know that 90% of these kids, these young men that were on these Higgins boats, did you know that 90% of those that are on social media platforms right now that are looking at this picture, those that are listening to me, there's 90%, there's probably 30 guys, young men on this little Higgins boat. And they're all armed and ready to jump off the boat and jump onto the sand and go after the Germans. Did you know that 90% of them were killed before they even touched the sand? of them were killed. What did they do before they swore to serve we the people, before they went over to deal with Adolf Hitler? What did they do? They swore to God and to man to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution in fighting off the tyrant across the sea. And I could go on a little diatribe about how George Bush's dad, the last George Bush, his grandpa's, his name was Prescott Bush, he was actually financing Hitler's war during this time in America. And keep in mind, after the war, after 405,399 of these most awesome young men that sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have today. Did you know that in spite of the sacrifice, do you know what corrupt politicians did here in America? There was something called Operation Paperclip where they actually took these SS war criminals from Germany and they brought them into America. In other words, what they did is they desecrated the memories of those young boys that never had an opportunity to get married or have families. Can somebody tell me where politicians today have the right to desecrate the memories of those that sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today? Can somebody tell me, please, 1-866-582-9933, can somebody tell me why you would forfeit the fight in waiting for the enemy to come conquer you and your children in the face of what they did before us? When the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:7 that we're supposed to follow the faith of those that gone before us. Why are the American people so dummy down and desensitized and have been conditioned by the professors in the church to submit to tyranny in the face of the cross of Calvary? Because I don't get it. I don't understand you. You know, to say that, to say this, I hear about how all the people in Minnesota are getting tired of Tim Walz. So I hear about these people that are grabbing their families and they're running a state over. We don't need your kind. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have. You know, there's my mom's buried out in South Dakota because that's where I was born. And I want to be about as candid as I can be candid right now. But when I go out there, there's a headstone right across from where my mom's buried. And I think this kid, I can see his face even now, him and his brother, they were both killed in World War II. And I am so drawn to his headstone when I go there. But with all due respect, I spend more time at this guy's headstone than I do my mom's. I don't get it. I don't get Americans. What happened to these colors don't run? I feel like I'm surrounded by capitulating cowards every direction I go. I got a guy that just helped us with a documentary, and he's talking about how bad everything is. And I got to continuously go back and say, look at the opportunities we have to prove the God of Israel, because that's all Scripture teaches us. You know what they're listening to? They're listening to the voice of the world, and they're listening to the voice of the enemy. Did these young guys do that on those Higgins boats before they were mowed down? 90% of them, only 10% of them put their feet on the sand. Which only shows you that God doesn't need a majority to prevail. My God. My God. I'm ashamed of what I see out there today. I'm ashamed of what I see out there today. And I'm ashamed for those that are unashamed. Got hour two coming up. We're going to hit that very topic. They're listening to the voice of the world. Because I'll tell you what, this is an opportunity for us to say to the bad guys, oh no, apparently you haven't learned from history yet, but you're fixing to learn from history. Because God doesn't use a majority to prevail, He always uses a minority to prevail, that no flesh should glory in His presence. We'll be right back, hour two coming up.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.